chance to go to Ben Cameron for SKG Radiology, and of course they will handle every injury that comes across the West Coast Eagles' way through the course of the season. How did they bear up tonight, Benny?
Yeah, when injuries occur, the choice is clear, Skeet. I think both teams will probably come out of the game with a clean bill of health, but Tom Rockliffe had that forearm injury, which was a little bit of a concern. We heard Jake ask him about it down in the rooms, reckons it was just a stinger, and I quote, so hopefully he's okay for the Brisbane Lions. The big concern for Brisbane, obviously, is Mitch Robinson, who hurt his calf. He did it on the outer wing, came from the ground. He then tried to go back onto the ground. It was his left calf, had it strapped up, but came back off. And I mentioned it in the broadcast. He mouthed to the physios, "I'm no good." And that was the end for him. I doubt he'll play next week. It's a bit of an old man's injury. For Jeremy McGovern, he had that stinger in his right shoulder early in the first quarter, got it jabbed and was able to play out the game. Suffered a lot of those last year, so hopefully he doesn't get too beat up in 2016 for the West Coast Eagles. They did a lot of work throughout the day on the groin of Jack Redden, obviously suffered with that throughout the preseason, and that affected his lead up to this year. And Daniel Rich, late, he had a finger injury as well, so they strapped up those and he's all good, I think. He played out the game.
So and also fine. Some concerns over Matt Prittis, who had a bout of leather poisoning for SKG Radiology.
A heap of it.
Where's that drummer? Da-doons, that old boom boom?
Yeah. Oh, it's an oldie, but a goodie.
Exactly. Thank you, Ben. Nice work. Outstanding on the boundary once again, and good condition.